This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Was there any country that did not get shouted out just now? Okay, so who's from Sudan here? What else do we have? Pakistan. Who's from Pakistan here? What are you saying? Kenya? Who's from Kenya here? Okay. We said Ethiopia. Who's from Ethiopia here? Where? Ghana. Who's from Ghana here? Gambia. Who's from Gambia here? Okay. Nigeria. Who's from Nigeria here? Okay. Yes. What are you writing, bro? How am I supposed to read that? Canada. What are you saying? Yes. Who's from Kosovo here? Kosovo, mashallah. Tanzania. Okay, now you guys are just screaming at me. Okay. Calm down. Everybody calm down. We're trying to hear what this brother's been trying to scream for the past 5 minutes. Yes. Guyana. Who's from Guyana here? Okay. All right, guys, listen. Ghana is my hometown. Jerusalem is my heart. I flash a Syrian smile. I've been Egyptian from the start. My kindness comes from Pakistan. My style is Guyanese. Yemen and Somalia join two continents at my knees. A Kosovan mind. Where were y'all from? You guys were from Kosovo, right? A Kosovo mind, Nigerian legs, Arabian disposition. Moroccan passion, Lubnani fashion, and Indonesian precision. Wherever Allah is worshipped are my people. I conclude, Bengali cuisine, English esteem, American attitude. I have history in... No. Where were y'all from? I did Ghana already. I have history in Gambian soil and Malian sand, a future shining Afghanistan. My present is where I stand. My eyes peer from Kashmir. Is that India or Pakistan? Okay. My eyes peer from Kashmir towards an Indian rising sun. My body's indivisible. I'm an ummah of one. Okay, guys, I have to tell you, you're going to hear a lot of poetry tonight. That's not how we respond to poetry. Clapping is not how we do it. Okay, so let's do this exercise because there's going to be other poets coming. So number one, we have American style. Try the finger snaps because that's one way. I heard that there are some Egyptians here. Egyptians, when you hear something you like, what do you say? No. What are y'all doing? Calm down. Go, Allah, Allah. Try that out. Allah, Allah. Then we have Muslim style. We need a takbir uncle to go takbir. The Sudanese here can do something that nobody else can do. And that's this. You swing your finger and you make it slap. Or you make it snap. Like that. Okay? You can't do it. If you're not Sudanese, you can't do it. You have to drink from the Nile. Okay, then we have one brother. He told me once, I said, those were the styles that I know. Anything else? And one brother said, what about Pakistani style? I said, what's that? And he went like this, vah, vah. So try that out, vah, vah. Okay, so these are all acceptable styles for tonight, vah, vah. So the Sudanese are mad at me because I didn't mention Sudan in that poem. But I have a whole poem about Sudan, so this is the way that it goes. Senegal, too late. Where were y'all when I was asking for countries? Come on. Next time. Sudan is my hometown. Jerusalem is... No, hold on. No, that's not the poem. It goes like this. I'm from where kids smile sweet and Niles meet, where the sun always shines and grandfathers tell tales of golden times and grandmothers say prayers that always rhyme. I'm from that Tigelia and robe and women wrapped in tubes, hands tended with sandalwood and sesame with henna for decor. And everybody's got an idea or a plan that'll fix Sudan for sure. I'm from where people still sleep outside and stars still fill the sky. And family ties are still a notion deep enthroned. Meals, grief, and happiness are never shared alone. And kids chase cars to welcome people home. And your cousins are always trying to keep your clothes and run your phone, because we're all family folk and kin with sun-coated skin. And 500's the amount where your family count begins. I'm from where people's dreams are worldwide and go way beyond the country where they reside, if only because home is beautiful and broken. So to survive, we have to leave by any means, by any token. Gotta run away, can't stay. We just pray for better days. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the people of Sudan. Say ameen.
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to return to their homes. Allahumma ameen. And our brothers and sisters in Palestine and the Congo and in China and all over the Muslim world. Say ameen. I want to share with you a letter that I wrote to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were many times where I would write letters to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I never liked the letters that I wrote. But on one occasion, I jumped on the train and I pulled out my laptop and this poem came out. And my favorite poems are the ones that just come out all by themselves. And this poem is called Until I See You, and we're gonna play it on the screen for you. I want you to read or to see what this letter looked like. So we can play it, there we go. And it goes like this. You're the best person I've ever known, the best friend I've never met. Your sincerity to me is blinding enough to completely canvas the world with drapes that read respect, honor, love, protect, while creating a window for me to zoom in on the important things, but those are the things that I forget or neglect. I will do better. Your ummah is fine. Not because of me or mine or wounds that heal with time or those who would die for a dollar sign, but because a promise is divine. So when we feel like we're at our worst and our sadness would cause our hearts to burst, it feels like there are times when there are angels within our lines or hovering over squares with chants of freedom in the air. And though tyrants may step on our necks, we smile. For history has always been on our side. Yours is an ummah that simply does not die. I'm sorry for my weakness. For every time I've been ashamed of your name and asked someone to call me Mo. For not knowing enough about you to defend you when they made movies or put you on the cover of magazines or drew cartoons or accused you with the most heinous of accusations. For not getting over my distaste of reading and waiting for Hollywood to put you on the big screen so I can know something about you. As if Steven Spielberg or Mel Gibson or Johnny Depp would somehow be able to recreate the twinkle in your eye, or a beautiful bead of sweat as it scaffolds on your forehead, frantically fighting gravity, not wanting to fall off your body, I keep thinking of seeing you. And if you would smile at me, the thought gives me goosebumps. You told me to meet you at the pool. So on that day, I hope and pray that I will see you through the crowd, that no angels barricade me as I sprint at breakneck speed. I hope you recognize it's me. I will crowd the companions to get access to your vision. I will obey my thirst by quenching it from your hand. So until that day, I will pray. I will stand and I will pray as if my feet are holding the earth from splitting. If I make it, I cry at the thought of seeing you. For I know that the words that I used to read from books with all too thin pages will do no justice to your voice and your face and your scent and your touch. You see, my messenger of Allah has always existed between the curves and dots of the Arabic alphabet. So Muhammad ibn Abdullah in 3D and whatever other dimensions the hereafter brings with it will be an overboard of senses. I will fall in love with your shadow. I will tell Ali that his description did not do justice. And tell my mother Aisha of how we heard her story of how you passed away between her chin and her chest over and over and over again, and it made us cry every single time. Because we never suffered any disaster that was greater than what we suffered before our souls merged with flesh, entering an earth that was without you. Does the sky even recognize us anymore? And I will sit in the shade of your smile and will ask you your story directly from your mouth as we sip on salsabil ice cold. And we'd be terribly embarrassed if you ask me for mine, because I never did anything right other than loving you. And then, if you let me, I would love for a hug. Jazakum Allah khair, everybody. It's been a pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. As my brother Umar Reagan comes back on, I do want to share that I'm going to be doing a...